welcome to the Spinfoil Theory Podcast with your hosts, Taylor B. and The Bagels.
Hello!
And our very special guest host, Green-Eyed Music Lover.
You know what I love? You go right into that radio voice. That radio voice that's so smooth, Taylor. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me on.
Thank you so much. That's something I have from just being a service desk. When you're going to, mm-hmm. You have to answer the phone, you're just going to, hi, how can I help you? Thank you very much. All right, yeah. Yeah, no, and it's softer. And then when your friends call you, you have to awkwardly shift back into right? how you would normally speak to people. Yeah, no, that's great. This week, we have a very special quarantine episode of the Spinfoil Theory Podcast. Today, we are presenting a very special theory in addition to our normally released episodes that is actually something that the Green-Eyed Music Lover came up with herself. It's her original theory. Why don't you tell us a little about that there, Green?
You know, it was one of those things where on Focus Fire Chat, we spent so much time diving into all sorts of different aspects of the grimoire and the lore and everything that this one, while we were working on the Dawning episodes, going over that Dawning book, you know, I started to get a feeling and hits back to a lot of different call-outs that we had in the book with the Awoken, especially when we had the conversations with Zabathun, and I'm trying to think of the name of the book. It's the one that was Truth of Power. There we go. That book.
Yeah.
Try to pull it back up.
Beat me to it.
Yeah, for sure. So that Truth to Power book had a lot of different call-outs, especially when it came to the idea of the grandmother figure, because you have this old crone type figure that shows up as the witch, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So this figure, we already know Zabathun's super sneaky. She's very much so a person who's going to use other people to get her way. She's very manipulative, very, very intelligent. Mm-hmm. If you were the bad guy, you would want to hide in the least obvious spot, which may also be the most obvious spot. It may be right in front of you. Mm-hmm. It may be that you are in the tower for very special events, and you're interacting, and you're learning about the Guardians directly while your minions are doing things off to the side. That's right. Eva Levante.
Whoa.
Granny, Grandma, all sweet old Eva, she is Zabathun.
Yo, okay. So I thought it was weird that she was there the whole time in D1. She's in the tower the whole time, and then the tower gets broke up, and she's like, oh no, I'm off doing my own thing now. I'm just going to come back for special things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How convenient.
Right? She's been there since, like you said, just the very beginning as selling us shaders, because what do Guardians love to do? They like to be stylish.
As a hunter, I definitely appreciate how fragile some of her shaders were.
Right?
But now I feel betrayed.
Right? So the thing that I found really, really interesting digging into it even more is that during the Dawning, Eva, Little Miss Grandma, wants to keep tabs on us specifically. Not just hey, how you doing? Here's a Werther's caramel for you to suck on while we have this conversation. Let me pour you some tea. Mm-hmm. No, she actually wanted to know how we were doing in the field and what we were doing in the field. Why would somebody who is just about how you look, having a good time, keeping the memories alive, doing the Halloween event, doing the summer event, she's got all these different things about interacting with everybody and turning that power way, way up, getting us a little power drunk on it. Why is she doing that? Granny want to know?
This fucking bitch.
Right? Right?
I am so betrayed right now, because it's one thing when someone looks after you, but when they're all Palpatine about it, and they're secretly just watching you with great interest for their own ends, I just feel betrayed as someone who's played as the Guardian. I don't know if all our listeners have, but I have.
It's kind of like Snook, right? That's the weird face guy other from I'm losing nerd card, right? So
no, you won. You just won. You did it right.
Right. So You have Eva in there manipulating, Zabathun manipulating, puts on the little mask of Eva.
Oh
It's
man.
way too perfect. It's
So
way too perfect.
one thing that really like pisses me off about this is it's because all those things that she says like in her letters have to be bullshit because it's all to manipulate us to make us like feel a certain way about the different subjects that she talks about.
For sure.
And it's just like, do I really care about the journey of the Pilgrim Guard now, or do I kind of feel like that all their efforts were futile? Maybe they should have chosen a different path. Maybe they shouldn't have bothered.
I mean, the thing is, though, does Zabathun want those people to turn and not choose that path? Because she wants us to fight. She wants us to do these things. Maybe it's a little bit of a that elder you want to go counter to what grandma says because grandma knows best, and it's real like teenagery, a little angsty. I think our guardian's a little angsty if all the thirst for Aldrin and Mara out there isn't any sort of indication.
And it's really interesting because like she's still beholden to the worm logic, right? Like she's still beholden to her worm and her like symbiotic relationship to the worm gods as all the triplets were. So for Oryx, it was about conquering and expanding and like and finding new things, and that turned into sort of like a
The
grand
navigator.
exploration. Like, yeah. And then for Xevu or Wrath, that's about just making war. If you're fighting, like, she's winning. So,
Causing chaos.
exactly. But for Zabathun, that's gotta, like, her worm has to be fed on all the secrets that she makes. So when she's placed herself in who I would say her greatest known enemy, you know, her greatest known enemy's camp, and she's feeding off all the secrets of the people who confide into her, yo, she's got to be super powerful right now.
I
Exactly.
mean, you hear all the whispers of the different non-player characters, not even just the NPCs that are named, but even just the Tower citizens, the guardsmen walking around. They're talking crap about New Monarchy and Dead Orbit and Future War Cult. You hear all of that. What better spot to get secrets about the tower than to hear the gossip of the tower? And you know, old Eva loves her some gossip.
And we even know that Zabathun, she's very good at least hiding who she is from the from when she went to see Riven. None of the Awoken were aware of her presence when she went to make the wish.
Whereas Oryx has to like jailbreak his way in.
Well, ooh, doesn't that make the most sense though? If her whole pact and reason that she has the worm is about like, you know, holding secrets and holding information, wouldn't disguising herself be sort of like a huge secret that the worm's just like, "Oh, okay. No, I'm into this. All
Right?
right, here's
Just
all the
walking
power."
around.
Like,
Every
yeah.
person she walks by, she gets a little bit of a boost because it's a brand new secret to a different person.
Right? Right? This person doesn't even know that I'm me. You dumb bitch.
It would be one of the best moments, best reveals ever.
I definitely want to definitely poorly Photoshop a meme right now of Ava's face over the Always Sunny meme of "you dumb bitch."
Oh gosh.
He'd be like, "Oh, that's a grandma driving by and just like, meh, 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 you dumb bitch." And just go right through it. But that drives me nuts. That drives me nuts that her ass is sitting in the tower, taking up all our secrets, and then just leaving because honestly, like, I don't know if anyone has had familiarity with the broken home storyline, but when your grandma's constantly leaving you, your only parental figure, I feel like she just got like wedged herself into our lives just so she could leave and be like a poor grandma.
I mean, it may not be as bad as like dad leaving or your favorite uncle getting killed, but.
Ooh. I mean, it within the context. Like, that's the only parental figure that we have.
You want to know what else is crazy? Who's her best friend? Tess Eververse.
Ooh.
Eververse?
Yeah, the for-profit industry of the tower.
Right. The
Even.
succeeder of Clovis Bray, but just sold out for the populace.
And no one's seen her uncle in years.
Fenchurch. God.
Yeah. Is he really even gone?
I
Perhaps he's
mean,
murdered so that she could control the business. Maybe that's a different episode.
ooh,
I might have to edit that out.
That's a different episode.
I might have to edit that out, you guys. I'm so sorry.
That's a funny one, actually.
Detest murder Fenchurch. You know what, the bagels? Let's add that to the list for real.
I'm on the list.
Let's do that.
I like it.
So yeah, the bagels. Do you have anything that you were thinking maybe like contradicts this? Like, I'm having a really hard time coming up with a way that Ava's not Xavathun. Like, because you know, lack of proof isn't proof. So I can't prove that she's not Xavathun. So
yeah,
like, what
honestly,
am I supposed to do?
Honestly, I have a few things that more so support it.
Tell. Let's pick up what you're putting down, sir.
There's a bounty from last year's solstice that references Shaxx's fear of Eva.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, she references sword logic on that very card, and how she fails to grasp it, just kind of like Xavathun does. She grasps sword logic, but she kind of twists it into her own angle.
She's in the margins, you might say.
Exactly. So that was one thing. To kind of build on that, she had us baking cookies, and what were we using to make those cookies? The basically the body parts of our enemies.
So are they really more like meat pies? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, are we going Barber of Seville, or not Barber of Seville, but Barber of what's its God? That
yes.
Sweeney Todd.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. God, Baker, not Baker Street. I keep putting him in the wrong era. Whatever.
I want to say every time I think of like of something in the UK, and forgive me, British friends, but I always think of, because like my first real instance of that at a very young age was The Great Mouse Detective. So
I
always
love
think,
The Great
yeah.
Mouse Detective.
So I always think Basil of Baker Street. So when
mm-hmm.
someone says like something of something, I'm like Basil. Basil.
Mm.
So that's.
Gosh, you know, I have you pulled up a bounty. Here's another one for you. This is from Festival of the Lost in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still think I'm sweet old Eva? Wouldn't hurt a fly? Good. You'll learn.
I saw that one too.
Yeah, like back in 2016.
Yo.
Bungie has been planning this.
Yo.
Slowest of burns.
Right?
And we just let her into the middle of everything.
Uh-huh. She's got her fingers in all the different places. She's talked to all the right people. She bugs Ikora on a regular basis.
All the sinister soups. Oh my god. What are we gonna do? Because we can't just like, even if in game we discover this, we can't just go like stop the tower's grandma. What are we
You would have to have a insurmountable amount of evidence in order to basically kick her out of the tower, because she is basically the tower's grandma.
Well,
but who would
be...
you even tell? Like, who would believe you? Maybe Shaxx?
Ooh. Can I submit a totally spinfoil theory? When
Let's
she reveals herself, that's when Jerry, aka used to be Aldrin,
oh,
will reveal himself and aid us, and then ultimately become the Hunter Vanguard. There, I've said it.
Could be.
This is how the adventure of Jerry and Pork Pie continues.
Oh my gosh, Jerry. I've shot many Jerrys in my lifetime. I could shoot another one.
You just... Alright, so the way you said that made me, like, flashback to those old LucasArts World War II, like, flight sims.
Uh-huh.
Where you're just shooting down the Jerrys.
I like it.
Oh. Alright, so... I mean, that's pretty hardcore. All right, the bagels, like, this being our show, is there's got to be some way that we can try to say, like, maybe this isn't, because it's so hardcore, like a theory right now. I'm trying to think of something like, if she were Savathun, that would mean Savathun was the first hive god that we met in game canonically. We met her before we'd even been to the moon, or arguably, depending on how you played your game, before we met a wizard that came from the moon.
That is very true. Before the first, I mean, as soon as you finish the first mission,
Yeah, you
she
can go
wouldn't
to
be
the
the first
tower.
hive in general because you have all the acolytes and whatnot that we deal with in the first mission,
And
but.
that's how she fucking gets you, because you don't even know what a hive is yet.
Oh no, we do fall in the first mission. I totally
Right.
botched that one.
Yep.
Right.
Huh.
We hadn't even met a hive, so she's getting in our sensors, messing with our ghost. Who,
I mean,
I
they're
mean,
wanting the traveler.
oofed. Oofed.
Right?
This is terrible, because then when you think about how long had she been there, she'd been there since, like, they had built the city, same as Amanda Holiday, right?
Pretty close. I don't remember if Amanda got made it to the tent city or if Eva did.
I feel,
But
yeah.
she got close to Fenchurch. We talked about him a little bit
Yeah.
jokingly.
And now he's
Fenchurch is
gone.
supposed, well, Fin now he's gone, but supposedly Fenchurch has been inside the Traveler. Do you remember that
Ooh.
old line from back in
Ooh.
D1?
Ooh, yeah.
Talks about how it smells like vanilla.
Oh.
Ooh. So.
Who? I mean, she's gotten close.
But perhaps that's just her lie. It's hard to trust anything if she can say that he's been inside the Traveler, but we can't believe anything she says.
Right,
Maybe
but
he's been
Tess is the
dead
one who's
longer.
Tess. I mean that too, but Tess has been there, right? So Tess and Fincher are a thing. Tess is Eva's best friend.
Fuck me.
Eva could get the information from her best friend, who's also a gossip, known gossip in the tower.
And is bending the information to her own purposes.
Of course, it's too perfect.
I mean, I can't believe we didn't see it before.
It was hiding right under our noses.
Right?
This entire time, it's Sector 7G all over again. So, all right. Green, the bagels. If this comes to light, what do you think the repercussions will be?
I think the tower and the Vanguard would finally lose all credibility and power within the entire system.
Ooh, political unrest.
Mm.
And it's really like a tenuous, like weird thing right now. We've gone from what's effectively like a sort of a democratic dictatorship, in my view, with the speaker, but now the speaker's gone, and we're not planning to replace the speaker. So now we're back to sort of a republic sort of thing. Like, I think it's very easy to go, or not even republic. That's a straight democracy. We're not that big. So that's really weird. Would you think that perhaps her aim, in order to gain power over the other hive factions, would be to empower the city to destroy them, but then in a very Order 66 way, she's got all the power, so once we've won, she's won, and then we lose.
She's wheedled her way into other civilizations before.
That's true. In the Book of Sorrows. I'm sorry, I know it's more than one book, but we've only got the one. So the Book of forgive
No, you're good.
me.
About the harmony, or the, are you talking about the harmony with
Yeah.
this one? Yeah.
We're on the same page there. So before we give our final verdict here, The bay our special guest Green. Where can our guests find you?
You can find me on Twitter, on Discord. I do have a Facebook. I don't use it, but mainly those two places. I'm technically on YouTube as well. I'm on all three locations on Focus Fire Chat. I also have my personal channel, Green Eyed Music Lover, which, good luck spelling it. I was in college. I'd never made a handle before. I thought it was cool. So here you go. Real slow for you. Ready? GRNEYEDMUSIKLVR. And that's on all the different social medias and
We'll be
YouTube
sure
and all
to
those places.
add it to the notes for this
I appreciate
description
that.
of this episode also, so that everyone can find you easily. Though I have a strange feeling you'll be bringing more people to us
Hey,
than we bring
I don't
to
mind
you.
open.
The bagels. If I'm not mistaken, you can be found in sort of our joint communications, where it's at Spinfoil Theory on Twitter and spinfoiltheory@gmail.com. Am I not mistaken? Is there some other way people might come across ye?
Basically, I'm just floating around on Reddit. And I kind of popped into the Focus Fire chat at Discord, but I haven't really done anything yet, so.
Yeah, no worries.
Groovy, groovy. All right, and you can find me at This Is Red Leader on Twitter, which is LITRE for the leader part. All one word, no underscores, any fancy stuff like that. You can find both of us, as we said, on Twitter or Podbean also, which we didn't mention. But all right, guys.
Nice.
So here we're doing it. Final verdicts in 3, 2, 1. April Fools! Oh my
April Fools!
God, April Fools! Oh my God! This is not a real theory at all. If you made it this deep, congratulations. I hope you had a lot of fun because this is all not. This is all BS.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there that could theoretically be that direction, but there's no reason for us to ever believe that Eva actually did that or is doing that.
Or that Savathun even tried anything like that.
It would be super smart of her if she did.
Yes, and I feel like it'd be one of those things where, like, you know, in the spy movie when they execute the most perfectly evil plan and well-executed plan without any missteps ever, ever. I feel like this is that for Destiny.
Right? Because
Like
that never happens in any spy movie. That's super. Are you thinking like Ocean's? I'm thinking like Ocean's 11, but it's just one person.
Yeah, exactly. It's
Right?
one person and nothing went wrong. You didn't even need that rope that you brought.
It's too perfect.
it's
Exactly.
a little too perfect. Oh man. Well, this was a lot of fun, guys. I hope everyone enjoys this very special April Fool's episode of the Spinfoil Theory podcast. I appreciate you guys listening to us. Serious shout outs to both Green and the Focus Fire chat. Super, super happy to have you as our first most honored and revered guest on the
Thank you
show.
very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, the bagels, do you have any shout outs?
Just a shout out to basically everybody trying to pull through the COVID virus, and
Seconded.
yeah, just I hope this is hopefully a bright spot in your week, and we can bring a little bit of joy.
Yeah.
Nice. Green, do you have any shout outs?
Shout out to you guys for you. I mean, Taylor, you've been around in the lore community for a really long time, and I've seen Bagels too about a year and a half ago. I started seeing you around. So, shout out to you guys for taking that big step and starting your own show.
Aw, thank you so much. We really appreciate
Yeah,
your support. I'm
for
super happy to
sure.
be part of you guys and the Lore Network's community, and honestly wouldn't have it any other way. So with that, I think we'll sign off. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
Yeah, no,
Famous musical
cause you're
accident
wrong.
and
You're
didn't put
wrong.
that together.
Yeah,
No, it's
it's
just you. Yeah, I
yeah,
know.
it's only Taylor, and it's just because, like I murdered a guy for that talent. I'm not gonna lie.
You are following the sword logic of music. You
Yeah. Yeah.
killed a famous pop
Yeah.
star in order
It's
to
really
absorb
so
the powers.
is it the sword logic or is it the immortal logic? I'm gonna take this back to Highlander because there can be only one.
That's how you gain that power. You have to
That's what
kill
I'm
everyone.
saying. You gotta cut off their head and take their power. Otherwise, what's the point?
I wasn't expecting that.